That brings me to a core question I had when I was reading about your book, Giants, Cannibals, and Monsters, is that there are some Native traditions that think of Sasquatch as a cannibal. And I thought that was interesting because that would have to, by definition, would put Bigfoot in the same category as us, because otherwise it wouldn't be a cannibal. It would just be another predator. It would be some species, you know, as a predator. But in order for it to be a cannibal, it would require us to be in the same club. So and which group was that, by the way, that thought of Sasquatch as a cannibal?
Almost all of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He is traditionally the most common story that is across the United States and Alaska and Canada is a Bigfoot with a basket on his back. And he goes around and sometimes he has pine pitch or other sticky elements on his hands, and he picks up children or adults and he puts them in their basket and he takes them home and he eats them. And most of the time it's a female Bigfoot actually that does that.
How about that?
Yeah, sometimes they take them home for marriage and other, you know, events. But a whole lot of cannibalism, and it's pretty much widespread throughout North America, and that determines a lot of how those tribes feel about Bigfoot today. You know, the tribes that always viewed him as a cannibal respect him from afar, and they don't really want to have any interaction with him, but other tribes that saw him more as a creator, as a friendly overseer, still have a close relationship today with him.
Or her. and why is it then that some Native American cultures are so specific about it being a her that's doing the cannibalizing?
Well, I think that when you read the stories, they're very individual in the sense of, you know, that it's the person who encountered the Bigfoot telling the story from his point of view or her point of view. And so those are the stories that are left. I mean, there may have been many other stories that were told that just we don't have any link to them any further. These are just the ones that made it through, you know, being culturalized through, you know, contact. And so I get the impression that women, the female Bigfoots, were always eating humans because it helped them put on body weight and make it through the winter. That was always sort of my impression. And in particular, young human children were fatty and very good to eat and tender when they were roasted. And so typically it's a female Bigfoot that's doing the gathering, occasionally male, but most of the time it's female.
Very interesting. So again, we're talking about Kathy Strain's book, Giants, Cannibals, and Monsters. Monsters, I think of as being soulless creatures. Typically, that's how monster is defined, some sort of creation that lacks a divine spark. So whether it's of a human creation or of of the creation of an evil force or whatever, that's kind of where the monster category starts. Are you using that in the same way?
I'm using it in two forms. One of being those stories that Native people had that were intended to invoke into the kids, stay away from him because, you know, they didn't necessarily want to tell me he was a cannibal, but he's a monster. So let me instill this fear into you so that you just stay away from him when you see him out in the woods. And the other view was that there are stories that where the interaction between the Native people and the Bigfoot became so bad because of rampant cannibalism and so much theft that they felt they had no choice but to destroy that tribe of Bigfoots. And so they would, you know, wipe them all out because they had enough of whatever the Bigfoot was doing. And so that's how I viewed monster, is that I have to destroy you in order to help my people survive.
Right. So monster, maybe in the sense of being just monstrous, as opposed to falling into that category completely. Well, that's so interesting. So of all the different Native American cultures that you studied for the book, the ones that were forthcoming about their Sasquatch traditions, how many of them spoke about a time when, at least in their tribal memory, they were at war with a competing pod or family group of nearby Sasquatch?
Oh, there's several. In particular, the Paiute in Lovelock Cave, that story of why it's black on the inside was because they got into a big battle with the Bigfoots, again, because they wouldn't stop eating their kids. And so they felt like they had no other choice but to kill them with fire in the cave. They trapped them in there, gave them all kinds of opportunities. Oh, you know, if you'll change your ways, we'll let you live. And the Bigfoots refused, so they had to wipe them out. And around Lake Tahoe, the Washoe tribe has a similar story where they had no choice but to wipe out the entire family of Bigfoots because of their behavior.